Welcome to Ian Talbot, Chief Executive Officer of Chambers Ireland, who's here in studio with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carol.
Now, I suppose for towns and cities across Ireland, the reopening of business certainly can't come soon enough, but it could happen while our daily COVID numbers are still relatively high and worryingly high for medics. Are your members fully expecting to be open on December 2nd?
I think a lot of our members, particularly in the retail space, really feel they need to get open on the 2nd of December. But the advice we've just been hearing there from Dr. Mary is really important, that people need to take a lot of responsibility themselves for how they interact in environments. So things like social distancing are going to be really important in retail. Now, we know retailers have done a huge amount of work in their own premises over the last few months to make them socially distance internally. There's obviously a big issue on the streets, particularly with Christmas looming. We're all used to the signs of hordes of people on Grafton Street and other big high streets around the country, for example. So local government is looking at this very closely as well. And I'm sure behind the scenes, we're expecting announcements from government this week.
And when we say local government is looking at it, what exactly are they doing? Are they going to be facilitating the later opening hours, or what will their role be? Because we're hearing a lot about that they're involved.
Yeah, we are. And what's happening at a local government level is they're creating Christmas economic plans effectively. So they're working with local businesses and they're building on a lot of work that's already taken place. So, for example, the amount of pedestrianisation we've seen in some of our towns and cities over the last few months is hopefully creating extra room for people to actually move around in and do their shopping in safely, do queuing safely and so on. But I also need to say to people as well, everyone will have to be careful and not be putting themselves into dangerous situations. And the progress that Irish companies have made in the area, for example, of shopping online, having that availability, is fantastic. A huge number of our members have used, for example, Enterprise Ireland vouchers to get themselves online. Right. That's been really important. And we're hearing from the transportation companies, for example, that the amount of Irish products being delivered now is on the rise
so
dramatically.
Would you encourage a lot of people to actually continue doing their shopping online? And you've been speaking to OnePost, is it?
Yeah, I've been speaking to OnePost. They've delivered 5.5 million packages in the last fortnight. So when you think about that, that's over more than one package per person in the whole country in the last fortnight. They've increased their capacity significantly. They opened up a new hub in Dublin 12 that can cope with 5 million packages, for example. And they've also done a great job electrifying their fleet, for example, contributing to the climate change concerns we might have had with trucks going everywhere. So yes, online, a lot more Irish companies have product available. So Click and Collect has been working really well, for example. So there are options out there for people.
So everybody doesn't have to rush out as soon as the shop's open.
You don't have to rush out. Yeah. Now, I know there's a social experience, there's a going out experience as well.
What would happen then, you see, if you were open later at night and then, say, if hospitality were to be allowed reopen in some form or other, and we don't know that it will, but would that not lead to kind of crowds on the streets in some parts?
Well, it's going to, and we are going to have to make sure that we spread things out very carefully. So I think longer opening hours, for example, will help with that. It'll also help with public transport. A big concern for government has been public transport over the last few months, particularly making sure that essential workers have the capability to get to work, for example. So we still encourage employers and employees that can work from home to continue to do that during this period. So as we reopen, we need to reopen what becomes essential. Going into Christmas, retail is clearly essential. And I think the hospitality area, we've been hearing a lot from them. It's a harder debate and we don't know where that's going to
show. There's a lot of inequality there in terms of, if you just look at a street, there's so many pubs and restaurants as well as shops. I mean, how are you managing that sense of expectation among the hospitality industry that they too will open?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge for hospitality businesses anyway, with the reduced numbers they will have. So I don't think Christmas parties, for example, are going to be viable this year. And, you know, that's obviously going to have an impact on hospitality and retail. But the government has, but the government has put, again, a lot of schemes and a lot of money in place, such as the CRIS system, the wage subsidies continuing, the restart grants that were there, for example, to try and get people through this hump. And hopefully, again, with the vaccine coming, there's good news on the horizon. So we just need to knuckle down, unfortunately, get through this, make make the best we can of Christmas, but understand as well of so many people doing so much to make things the best they can happen.
OK, you think there's going to be a Brexit deal eventually. Tell me why.
Well, I suppose we're looking at this week as the latest self-imposed deadline. I think what we're seeing still is negotiators playing negotiation tactics and one side trying to wind down the clock on the other by saying your time is running out. No, your time is running out. But bottom line is we hear the 1,600 pages have been more or less agreed, for example, of things that can be put into place as part of any deal. So I do think with all that work and effort and energy, I can't see that we wouldn't have a deal. But I think a really important thing to remember, though, is that whether we've a deal or no deal, Britain is still leaving the single market and the customs union. So no matter what we do, the customs regulations are still going to come into play. So we can expect delays. We can expect to hear about chaos at some ports, for example. That happens either way. Deal does not mean that we're going to carry on the way we are at the moment, and people need to be cautious around that.
And do you think that the majority of businesses are fully aware of that and ready for that, or with coronavirus have they just too much to be thinking about to even start on that?
They've had too much to think about in many cases. I think the numbers, the total numbers are quite positive. I mean, the revenue are saying over 90% of companies, for example, they believe have registered as they need to for customs. But I think the challenge will be for smaller occasional exporters, and let's not forget importers here either. It's just as critical for importers as well that they understand their supply chain, where their goods are coming from, how they're getting to their shop. Just because they're buying it from a warehouse somewhere in Ireland, it's probably not coming from Ireland, it's coming from somewhere else, for example. So people need to be very, very aware of those risks.
And just very briefly and finally, Ian, do you think any kind of delay in a Brexit deal, would that help anybody?
I think it sounds nearly like a British position. I think we need to get it done now, get the talking over, because the bad time is going to have to happen sometime. And what we found is companies have been saying to us, you were telling this 3 years ago. 3 years ago you said it's going to happen next week. So we need to make it happen.
Okay. Ian Talbot, Chief Executive Officer of Chambers Ireland, thank you very much for coming into us today.